Well, Eric, your thoughts on the performance in the game?
Well, to be honest, I thought the players gave me what I asked of them in terms of their effort and the desire. Possibly in the first half, we weren't as adventurous as we could have been. Maybe the transition of the ball, we didn't keep the ball long enough, which obviously brought them back on top of us. But they worked extremely hard. Second half, we took, obviously, changed the formation and went 4-4-2 to try and get a bit more at Bournemouth, which we had about 20 minutes or so that we got a little bit more adventurous up around their goal, but we don't score the goal that we need. And then, unfortunately, which has happened regularly, we concede a couple of goals that maybe we could have defended better.
I made 5 changes to the team. Was your thinking behind that? I mean, 1 or 2 surprises in there. Bakuna starting, because he'd had a bit of abuse the last time, and also Richardson, who's not been seen too much.
No. Well, I know Kieran from Sunderland, and just in terms of his energy to get spring from that base, of a defensive base, to get us forward. And we didn't have 1,000 choices at right back, and I just felt that he was mobile enough, Bakuna, to play there, and I thought he did well, to be fair.
Just before half-time, you conceded a goal. That's a bit of a habit, unfortunately.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't in the script, and I think we were 10 seconds to go. And again, it's just a lack of concentration. They should never have scored that goal. But you come in from a 0-0 with a little bit of optimism. You come in 1-0 down, but I thought they rallied, to be fair. I thought the change and they got a little bit more aggressive in terms of getting further up the pitch. But the quality just wasn't enough to cause them too many problems.
And of course, you'd be aware that it's just maths now, really.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll continue. We have 6 very difficult games coming up, which we'll be totally professional about, and that's what I've had to demand of them there. When it happens, if it happens, then people will deal with that. But I've just got to focus now on Monday morning and get them going again, because we've got Man United, as far as I remember, on next Saturday. So we have to go again.
You looked rather nervous at times as well. They gave the ball away a lot.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I know the atmosphere, and I certainly wouldn't criticise the supporters in any shape or form, because I believe there was over 31,000 there, which is absolutely remarkable. Considering that, and I looked at a stat yesterday, that we've won 19 games, I think, out of 80 home games, which is about 4.5 games a season. How you still get 31,000 coming in the door is beyond belief. So credit to the supporters, enormous credit. So the atmosphere is the atmosphere. That's the way it works. The club now have to dust itself down and give the supporters something back, because they've certainly played their part for many years in trying to keep this club in the position it is. And it's certainly no reflection on the spectators that were close to going down.
You said that, and they worked hard for you and all the other things, but Eric, you never looked like scoring a goal. It was your first shot on target that got a goal.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that. The only problem is we've had 4s and 6s and 4s and 3s, and so we wanted to try and build on something. As I said, a small building block that we could maybe hang on to a little bit, and try and then, once we were obviously in the game, I know half-time's a long time in the game, but if we changed at half-time 4-4-2-0-0, who knows how the game would have gone. To concede so late on was obviously disappointing. But there was a response. Not enough, but there was a response.
And finally for me, the second goal, awful defending.
Well, I thought Kieran throughout the game was actually pretty good. I thought he was one of our best players. So he makes a mistake. That happens to defenders. I'm certainly not going to be critical of him in that regard.
When did you get the Norwich Crystal Palace score? Did you have any inkling during the game?
No, none whatsoever. No, I wasn't interested in the game there, to be honest. I was just purely focused on trying to get a result here.
So when you came back to the dressing room, you may well have come back a relegated side, for all you knew?
Yeah, for all I knew. I wasn't interested until I got into the dressing room. And it was only actually coming out of the dressing room, having spoken to the players, that I realised they weren't. So we carry on.
What did you think about 4 players in particular, their names being booed when the starting 11 was read out?
Well, I wasn't out there, to be honest. So
well, it happened, Eric.
Yeah, well, I can understand. And I said, I fully understand what the spectators are saying and supporters are saying. 31,000 or more again this week is phenomenal support for any football club in the circumstances that we're in. So I would thank them for coming. How they react is part of what's happened here over the last few years. It's not today and whatever else.
Because in the second half, when the second goal went in, they were roaring their heads off. I got the feeling they were cheering the club. not this group of players?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask them that. That's entirely their prerogative, whatever they want to do. As I said, I would be nowhere near critical. I think they're a phenomenal support. They've had really difficult times at this club, and it's now, whether we're relegated today or we weren't, it's time now for the club to try and move forward as quickly as we possibly can.
And get a full-time manager as quickly as possible.
Well, that'll be up to those, the powers that be, to make the decision, and I'm sure they'll do that in the right circumstances, doing all the due diligence that's required, and they'll appoint the right individual.